Welcome to Share the Bytes, episode 16, Gaming in Linux. Hey, Corey, it's good to see you.
Hi, Ian, how are you?
Doing super fantastic. It has been a long time, my friend.
Yeah, we're looking at what, about 5 years now, I think, at least since we last saw each other in California?
Yeah, since we last saw each other, and then I think it's been close to maybe 8 or 9 years since we've done a show together.
God, yeah, that was 2010. Yeah, about that. Yeah. About that. So, good to see you, sir.
Yes, and Share the Bite still lives.
Hallelujah.
Even though it's a... You know, I'd probably say it's evolved a bit. We're trying new topics. And one of the things that we're doing is I want to talk to you about gaming and Linux, because that's something you mentioned to me a while back. And it really piqued my interest. And I'd like to learn more about it because, you know, when people think of gaming, of course, you know, you've got your console games and then your PC games. So when people talk about PC games, you know, it's mostly Windows. But we know Windows isn't the only platform out there. There's also Linux. And you and I... big Linux users, but I don't game much on Linux. I know you do. So can you tell us a little bit about it? You know, maybe starting with, you know, what is your setup?
Mm-hmm. Well, when I originally got into gaming, I would build my own machine and it'd be a full desktop thing. And I'd drop, you know, $2,000 and blah, blah, blah. And I got old and my life started moving a lot more. And it's hard to chuck a computer into a car, haul it over this place, do it here. So my latest laptop that I actually bought, that was now 5 years ago, when I quit my job in Las Vegas, I bought what was the latest evolution in laptops at that point, which is actually more mainstream these days. It's done by a company called, all right. Technically, it's called a Clevo, which is a Japanese company, and then it was sold to a another company called. It doesn't matter. They're a big gaming laptop company, and the important part that I wanted out of this was the ability to play games, but also not to have carry like 15 to 17 inches worth of hardware around. And I don't know if you remember the days when just normal hardware was 15 to 17 inches on a laptop, but at that point. Getting 13 inches worth of gaming laptop out was kind of turning into a thing. Mm-hmm. So this is a Core i7 from 5 years ago. It has two graphics cards built into it. It has an Intel.
It's the integrated graphics.
Exactly. And the second one is an NVIDIA GeForce with, I think, 2 gigs of RAM. I could pull up the LSPCI for it if you would like, but... it was one of the first laptops that actually had the ability to switch between the graphics without having to restart or log out your computer. And mind you, in Windows, that worked pretty okay. And there were occasions where I got it to work really great in Linux. It's par for the course in that context. But honestly, if you're doing Linux gaming, you're not trying to do anything over the top, unless you're really crazy, and then that's totally fine. I highly encourage crazy. So,
yeah, very cool. So you said you've had this machine for a while. So mm-hmm. It was top of the line then, not so top of the line now. But does that still allow you to play the games that you want?
Well, fortunately, I'm on a budget, so the games that I want are generally not anything new or strenuous. Believe it or not. Most of the games I play actually don't require much in the way of graphics power. My favorite one right now is a game called Factorio, which is on Steam and is actually still in, I think, beta. It hasn't been released as a 1.0 yet. And it's flat-out classic 2D. It's a really great game. It's a top-down isometric. You're building all these factories to escape from a planet. And, you know, we can do a full review of that sometime in the future if you'd like. I think the most complicated game that I have tried to play recently was the, I can't remember, which Tomb Raider it is now, but it's like two or three generations back. It was the one that they made the movie based on.
Oh, okay.
With the young Lara Croft going off and doing stuff. And I originally actually played that on the PlayStation 3 when it came out and had a great time. So I'm not missing anything. But yeah, you do the graphics test even with using the proprietary NVIDIA drivers at version 4.4.0 or whatever is supported in Linux Mint, which is what I'm running here. It's like 20 frames a second on
low. I think I can. I think I can.
Yeah. I mean, if you've got patience. But one cool thing that I've learned about myself as I've gotten older is that my patience has gotten better. And so I can handle 20, 25, 30 frames per second on a game where I don't have to make quick decisions.
Okay.
So if I was still playing first-person shooters like Metro 2033, which is a Linux game as well through Steam, by the way, then I'd be like, screw this. I'm going to go buy a new laptop because I need to be able to do this. But Factorio is not a fast game.
Mm-hmm.
Stellaris, which is another game I'm playing, is like pseudo turn-based. Like it's really slow. You don't have to be like catching every little thing that happens, and there's a lot of automation. XCOM. XCOM is a turn-based system running on the Unreal Engine, and it chugs along at 17 frames a second. And I'm like, man, I don't care because I'm just making decisions. That's all.
Okay. Very interesting.
Yeah, I'm not a mega gamer anymore.
Yeah. So these are actually natively compiled games for Linux. They're not running through Wine or some other, again, not emulation, but some abstraction layer. It's running directly on the machine itself, correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. So, I mean, was it hard to get this up and running, or is it just, you know, Steam just makes it happen?
It pretty much is Steam that makes it happen. So one thing that I'm always a fan about pointing out to people when they ask me, well, why do you run Linux versus running Windows, happened to me actually 3 days ago. So there's some kind of hardware issue with my laptop that eventually the speakers give out and then other things give out. And if I had a problem like this in Windows, a Windows reinstall took me literally 3 or 4 days to get it to where I needed to. Linux, I wipe the operating system partition, I put it back in, I reinstall Steam, and I point it to the directory in which I downloaded all the things to on my other hard drive, and I'm already going. I didn't even have to mess with my graphics driver installs this time. I just like, well, let's see what the Nouveau driver does. And I was like, going. Steam is one click. You pay for it, it downloads, and it goes. And if it doesn't go, it'll tell you. And then, you know, you got to figure the rest of that out. But
that is very cool. So what do you think you'll be doing in the future with gaming? Is it something where you think more artists, you know, game developers will be creating games for Linux because they see this as a possible avenue or revenue? Or do you think that kind of, you know, Steam tried it with the Steam Box, you know, it got it started, but it really didn't take off, and we're just seeing, you know, those results. We're not going to see much more growth. What's your take on it from your experience?
I have a lot of confidence in it becoming ubiquitous. So the problem that we are running with in the case of platforms is just who has their stuff on it. And the reason why we have Microsoft and Mac is because they've just been around forever. And they're commercial and their world support and everyone pays for it. But like I learned a little bit, I don't know if you did any phone development, but there are already tools that are cross-platform. And especially in, for example, the Unreal Engine, is cross-platform. They've compiled that for all three things, and you just need to have your developers actually put the effort into making it and supporting it that way. So it's it really comes down to where the money flows at that point. I feel like considering that we already have cross-platform capability on phones, you know, you can make the same app for both things in the same piece of software without really having to know the details. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Then you're in a position where that's the same. It's a very similar thing with, for example, AAA titles. And I think that's actually, I'm guessing that's where you were aiming for when you asked the question is, well, will the next Borderland XXX or whatever it's going to be just snap into any Linux and slate? And that's, I mean, Borderlands 2 is supported in Linux natively. 3 is supported, I think, although the hardware on here just... 2 is barely worth mentioning. I feel like there's enough support there. It's just a matter of, you know, who's stepping on whose toes and who wants to pay the money to have it done. So,
yeah. So here's my last question for you in that. Mm-hmm. Let's say tomorrow you could upgrade to a new laptop. Mm-hmm. Your plan is still to run Linux Mint. You're mm-hmm. still going to be gaming on Linux, but mm-hmm. you've now got the hardware that money can buy. Mm-hmm. Describe to me what that system would be. Would it be an AMD CPU, Intel, the Ryzen chip on AMD, you know, with the graphics, the NVIDIA graphics, because, you know, we know drivers, there's some interesting stories for another time, but
yeah.
please tell me, what is your wish list that you think would be beneficial for people who want to get started, who can buy today, and then what you think would be your next system?
Okay, well, if you're getting into Linux gaming, if you already have a computer that can play the games you've got, and some of them are supported in Linux, then just install Linux and try and play it. Like, that's all I can say. Don't try and hurt yourself with new hardware on top of trying to learn a whole entire different operating system, which is not really different, but is different. You'll have to learn things. Work with what you've got with Linux first. That's the hands down guaranteed promise I can tell you. If I had an infinite supply of money and can make or get the system that I wanted tomorrow, there are two things that would be important to me. One would be still upgradability. So at least, you know, I could put a new hard drive in it, or maybe new RAM for that matter. And also, FireWire has come out of just the Apple arena only and has become the actual, like, everyone can use it. And I don't know if anyone knows about FireWire, but you can run dedicated graphics cards in an external box through that, which means that you can buy your own external graphics card, plug it into a box, plug it into your laptop, and then have upgraded graphics that way.
Yeah, I think they call it Thunderbolt these days.
Oh, sorry. Yes, Thunderbolt.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be interesting to see. I haven't heard about using a external GPU through Thunderbolt with Linux yet, but if that's possible, I'd very much like to try it out myself.
I'll have to dig that article out. I did run into someone who's experimenting with it, and it is experimental at this point, but still quite doable. So they actually make boxes that plug into it, and it works great. And as far as specific graphics card built in the laptop, I'd have to say probably just the NVIDIA. With the Intel mix, because I'm familiar with that. And the last time I had an AMD graphics card on a laptop, the proprietary support was dropped after 3 years, mm-hmm. which is not bad because the open source community came along and did a pretty good job of supporting that anyway. So it wasn't like the laptop was broken, but it was like, well, eh. Whereas NVIDIA's like, well, yeah, we'll just try and support, you know, the last 5 years worth of stuff, even if the driver doesn't actually have the capability of running this other, or the hardware doesn't have the latest and greatest built into it. So the long-term support in NVIDIA is very appealing as far as I'm concerned. But like I said, I'm playing Factorio, which I could probably still run on a game laptop older than this. So I don't know. It would be interesting.
Oh, very cool. So, well, thank you very much for sharing that. It's been quite an interesting topic. So, you know, I think next time what we'll do is we'll get you to review one of your favorite games, maybe even Factorio, for us.
Sweet. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Talk to you later.
Have a good one, Ian. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.